The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while you will no longer see me, and again a little while later you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see us, and again a little while you will see me'? And because I'm going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We don't know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he asked them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn, while the world rejoices. You give grief, but your grief will become joy." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
By the time of Jesus, many people left, because when they heard that Jesus who do not eat my flesh and my blood, you will not have life. So they said, it's awkward. So they left. And now at the time of the disciples, I mean Peter and Paul, they say, "We believe in resurrection." They say, "What are you talking about? Resurrection?" They left. So it's not an easy thing to believe in the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, and to believe in the resurrection. And this is our foundation of faith. We thank the Lord that he be one with us. It's an instrument for us to be more united with him, with the Lord. He prayed, "Father, that all may be one, as I'm in you, you in me, that they will be in us." This unity through the Blessed Sacrament express its full meaning. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, we share his life. And this is what Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me." Whatever you do, it's not only in the name of Jesus, Jesus in you, who do the service. Trust this faith. Whatever you do. That's why Jesus says, "Whatever you do to the least, you do to me." So even the least, Jesus is present. Jesus sanctified the whole humanity. Although many people doesn't know him, it doesn't mean his life is not there. Just like life, human life, we share human life. Also spiritual life, unknown, but still. Jesus on his cross, he sacrificed for every person. So it's our aim that through this love, share this love of God, love of the Father with one another. That's why Jesus said, "I gave you a new commandment, love another as I have loved you." So what you have to do, simple, the way Jesus loved is to love unconditionally, being the first one to love. Try to do it first. Don't argue so much. Even Peter, he doesn't understand what Jesus is saying. "Eat my blood, eat my flesh, and drink my blood." But he said, "Lord, without you, where can we go? You are the word of life." So we don't understand so much about Eucharist, so much about resurrection, so much about our new life. But just tell the Lord, "Jesus, I follow you." In fact, Jesus won't give you an examination. He just said, "Our disciples, come and follow me." He didn't ask how much you know, how many catechism class you did. Did you pass the examination? No, you didn't. You don't have to. That's important. The yes. That's most important.